This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda vows to issue inclusive democratic information and communication policy. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari holds meeting with Chinese envoy. And Pakistan mosque blast, death toll rises to 87. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that an inclusive democratic information and communication policy will be issued to increase the access of all classes, regions, caste, languages and communities to the mass media. Addressing the program organized today on the occasion of 30th anniversary of Nepal Television, Prime Minister Dahal said that if the development and expansion of information technology are kept at the center, the task of the nation can be completed. He expressed his belief that the government media can play a leading role in this work. He said that the government's policy is to protect and promote the media as a national service industry for the professional and institutional development of the media for the promotion and benefit of the media and media workers. Mentioning today's era as an era of science and technology, Prime Minister Dahal held the view that we can synthesize this era as the digital era. On the occasion of 30th anniversary of the Nepal's oldest television, Nepal Television, Prime Minister Dahal expressed his gratitude to the television family as well as to the listeners and viewers at home and abroad, dignitaries, advertisers, consultants and the general public. Established in 2042 Bikram Samvat, Nepal Television has gone through various ups and downs in its broadcasting and has established itself as the leading television in the country. On the occasion, Executive Chairman of Nepal Television, Samir Jang Saha, said the organization has emphasized the development of professional competence and skills while observing the changes in the information and communication sector. The CPN Unified Socialist has drawn the attention of Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda towards the economic crisis facing the country. A delegation led by party chair Madhav Kumar Nepal submitted a 20-point memorandum to Prime Minister Dahal saying the government should be sensitive towards people's livelihood as the country's economy is facing a crisis. The delegation urged the government to take steps immediately to resolve the country's economic crisis as farmers, general people and workers have started committing suicide due to price hikes. The memorandum also demanded to take effective measures to improve the country's economy and stop the brain drain of youths and intellectual human resources. Likewise, the government has been suggested to make arrangements for a skill-oriented subject in the school-level curriculum and to strictly implement the economic policy, control price hikes and give recognition to communication as an industry. Saying the government was serious about the demands put forth by the party, Prime Minister Dahal opined that he would hold discussions with all bodies concerned to resolve the problems. He also expressed commitment to easing people's livelihood by making necessary changes at the policy level to control price hikes. Top leaders of CPN Unified Socialist, including former Prime Minister Jhalanath Khanal, were present on the occasion. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song held a meeting today. During the meeting, Minister Bhandari drew the attention of Ambassador Song to the issues of opening northwest borders including Taklakot and Tinkar. Minister Bhandari's secretariat said they discussed further strengthening Nepal-China trade relations. The export of Nepali products to China and facilitation of the imports at the borders are also featured in the discussion. Minister Bhandari urged Ambassador Song to bring in Chinese investment to run industries in Nepal. On the occasion, Ambassador Song mentioned that the Chinese government was positive to open the northwest borders and under construction 5 dry ports. The Chinese ambassador assured that he would play a role in further strengthening trade relations between Nepal and China. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudal is leaving for Sri Lanka on Thursday to participate in the 75th Independence Day program of Sri Lanka. A meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday decided to approve her visit to Sri Lanka. This is her first foreign visit after assuming the post of Minister for Foreign Affairs. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that Minister Podell will participate as the guest at the special ceremony to be organized in Colombo on the occasion of 75th Independence Day of Sri Lanka. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has invited the foreign affairs ministers and other special guests from South Asian nations to a special ceremony to be held in Colombo on February 3rd and 4th. Minister for Foreign Affairs Podell will hold high-level bilateral political meetings during her visit. She will hold high-level bilateral talks with the Sri Lankan President, Prime Minister and Foreign Minister and her counterparts from India and Maldives. She will hold high-level meetings on Thursday and various sideline meetings on Friday. The Foreign Affairs Ministry stated Minister Podell will attend the main ceremony on Saturday and will return home on Sunday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The death toll has risen to at least 87 people after a mosque suicide bombing that targeted policemen in Pakistan province of Peshawar. The mosque is within a high security police headquarters area and a probe is underway in how the bomber got in. Pakistan's Prime Minister and other leaders have condemned the attack, one of the worst in country in recent years. The Pakistani Taliban has denied involvement after an initial claim by one of its commanders. The mosque is in one of the most heavily controlled areas of the city, which includes police headquarters and intelligence and counter-terrorism bureaus. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack. Police issued a high alert and said security at all entry and exit points to the capital city of Islamabad had been increased. The US government has stopped approving licenses for American firms to export most items to Chinese technology giant Huawei. It comes as Biden administration continues to tighten its rules on exports of US technology to China. Washington has previously accused Huawei of being a threat to U.S. national security and of working with the Chinese Communist Party. The company and the Chinese government has repeatedly denied the allegations. According to the Financial Times, the U.S. Commerce Department has told some American firms that it would no longer issue licenses for U.S. technology exports to Huawei. The move comes as Washington moves towards a total ban on the sale of U.S. technology to the Chinese telecom equipment giant. The Biden administration has continued to tighten restrictions on Huawei as political tensions between Washington and Beijing increased over Taiwan, where most of the world's computer chips are made. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim province, with chances of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a general influence of westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to issue inclusive democratic information and communication policy. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari holds meeting with Chinese envoy. And Pakistan mosque blast death toll rises 87. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.